This is Charlottesville Tomorrow, an advocate for our future today. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonpartisan community organization working on land use, transportation, and community design issues. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org.
Voters participating in the Charlottesville Democratic Party's Firehouse primary have selected Satyendra Hooja, Kathleen Galvin, and Dee Dee Smith as their nominees to run for the city council race on November 8th. The votes were announced at 1:30 a.m. at Burley Middle School by Jim Nix, the co-chair of the Charlottesville Democratic Party.
Okay, you've all been very patient, and so have the candidates, and waiting for the results. We had a very quick result in the city council race. The first two positions were decided on the first ballot by good margins, and that was Satyendra Hooja has been renominated, and Kathleen Galvin has also been nominated. Those were by pretty good margin. There was a very close race for the third position, and it required actually going to the fifth ballot to resolve it. A very arduous process. We were very careful. We came up with a result that was Dee Dee Smith being nominated for the third one by a margin of only 31 votes over Paul Beyer, who was the next closest. So it was a rather tedious process. We had some really dedicated vote counters, I'll tell you. Those who knew early in the evening that their candidates, the candidates who sent them, weren't going to be successful, every one of them stuck with us through repeated counts in a very hot room. The room got hot, the pizza got cold, but people stuck with it. They didn't stop. We waited until we had completed the count of the clerk of the city council race before we did clerk of court, but that was a lot easier. I'm glad we waited until we retired for that one. We had a very clear result on the first ballot. Lizelle Duggar will be our candidate for clerk of court. Those are the results.
Are you worried about anybody running as independents?
No, I don't think so. I mean, these are Democrats running in a Democratic primary. I expect that they'll be loyal Democrats and support our nominees.
Who came first in the ballot? Was it Hooja or Galvin who came first?
Mr. Hooja came first.
Gotcha.
We'll have the exact numbers for you tomorrow. We have precise counts for each round of the counting. If you're really interested in following all the details, we can give you all of that. But we want to, you know, write it up all neatly tomorrow morning. We're not quite ready to give that to you as yet. But those are the results.
This means that your ticket will have no African-American candidate for the office of city council this time.
The voters have spoken. Yes, that's something we're concerned about. We certainly hope this isn't a trend, and we really encourage African-American candidates to come forward in the future, and we need to build support for our candidates in the African-American community. But that is, you know, that's the result. It is what it is.
Do you expect any legal challenges or anything at this point?
I can't say. Obviously, a very close race for a city council nomination. There is always the possibility that the candidate who came in almost in third place may want to examine the ballots. I hope not. I think we did a very careful job in counting the ballots, and I certainly don't anticipate that any further examination would show any change in the totals.
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
Any other questions? Okay. Thanks for hanging with us.
Sort of a victory tour, or like a, since of course the candidate, I mean, you know, frequently after people have been nominated, after the candidate's place, you have some sort of a series of events to start off the new work week.
We're planning what we're calling a unity party. The tentative date for that is the 28th. Time and location to be announced, but we are planning a social gathering to bring our new candidates together and all the other Democrats who participated in this nomination process.
Anything to say to those who lost? Was it all for nothing?
Oh no! I think this was a really important thing for the party and for the citizens of Charlottesville. I think it's they all worked very hard. We had a turnout of in excess of 2,500 voters in a city primary. That's quite extraordinary, and much of the credit for that goes to the candidates. We had lots of candidates. They all did a good job. They fought hard. They knocked on doors. They talked to you folks. They did everything that candidates are supposed to do, and it made a big difference in the size of the turnout and the enthusiasm that this race generated in Charlottesville. We're very happy about that.